Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, seek ye first, or seek ye the kingdom of God, verse 31, and all these things shall be added to you. This is also the key to getting all of our provision and all of our prosperity. Don't seek the stuff, seek the kingdom. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. My. We don't really have a clue what that means. We're going to find out though. And in the eons to come, we're going to shout, we're going to sing, we're going to, kingdom. Oh, the kingdom. We're going to rule and reign with him. In the kingdom. We studied last week about how that we're going to be rulers over whole cities. In the kingdom of God. This hasn't been real to us like it should be. Remember he said, you've been faithful in a few things. Now, you're going to be ruler. I'm going to make you ruler over much. Enter into the joy of your Lord. And you and I, you do understand you're going to live forever. Yes. Not in this body, not down here on this surface of this planet. But you are going to live forever. Now, when that really gets into you, you kind of relax. Because you're going to be around from now on, right? You won't be in such a big hurry. And when we realize that we're going to be in a position of authority over entire cities, cities just as real as Chicago and New York and L.A., Kansas City, St. Louis, Miami. But you will be the kingdom governor over that and maybe another or three or five or 10 or 20 cities that will never pass away. They are eternal in the kingdom of God. You're being groomed and I'm being groomed and trained for this in this life. This life is one of the briefest things we'll ever do. It's a flash. It's a vapor. It's here, then it's gone. This is faith school. And the Lord left us some devils to practice on. I said, well, there's stuff in this life you have to deal with. Yeah, well, what do you think? I mean, your loins girt with truth. You got on the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You got the helmet of salvation on. You got the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit all dressed up and nowhere to go and nothing. Yeah, he left some curse and some little devils to practice on. Right, to overcome. How you going to be an overcomer and you don't have anything to come over? Right, so anything that shows up in your life, you go, oh, this is something else for me to practice my faith on. This is something else for me to prove God's faithfulness in. Look out, here I come. I'm coming over it because he always causes me to triumph. And every lesson you learn doesn't end in this life. The Lord gave me some revelation some months back. One thing that I learned through it was that the things that happen down here carry over into eternity. Some things you and I are doing right now in this service. Any word, any revelation that comes that touches somebody's life so that it's changed, so that it's more kingdom or more the will of God is done and affects their path, that lasts forever. You and I may talk about this service a million years from now. I didn't see how much of the connection there was. But what God does, it is forever, the scripture says. He said, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now, we talked about in the kingdom how that, you know, we should be kingdom of God minded. We talked about how the kingdom of God is an everlasting kingdom. We talked about the advancement of the kingdom of God. I want to begin talking about now how the kingdom operates. We have a wealth of revelation knowledge from the mouth of the master himself, the head of the church himself, about how the kingdom operates. So if you would, turn with me to the book of Mark, first of all. Then I think we'll be going to Matthew 20, I believe. Jesus taught in parables. You remember that? And so many times he prefaced his teaching by saying this: how can I explain to you the kingdom of God? Remember him saying things like this? How can I show you and reveal to you the kingdom of God? And then he would say, the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, is like. Remember that? It's like a man who did this. It's like someone who did this. It's like a mustard seed. It's like a man who caught a bunch of fish. It's like this. So many of the things that we are familiar with in the Word, but we don't see how he started out. We don't remember that. The reason he told it to begin with was to reveal to us, this is a phrase from the scripture, the mysteries of the kingdom. And he told why he told in parables. He said, we're giving the mysteries of the kingdom of God in parables because to some it is given to understand and see it, and others it is not. And that's why he taught it the way that he did. It's code. But not code that you have to have a certain IQ or something to figure out. You just have to be born again. And you have to have a heart for God. And you have to want to see it. And if you do, then God will give you ears to hear it. And there will be enlightenment. If you don't, then it'll just go right over your head and you heard it, but you didn't hear it. You saw it, but you didn't see it. You have to have a heart to receive it. And so he said, the kingdom of God is like this, and the kingdom of God is like that. Well, notice this. Are you in Mark 10? Here is one of these areas where he said what the kingdom of God is like. This man came to Jesus. We call him the rich young ruler. And in verse 17 of Mark 10, he asked him, what can I do to inherit eternal life? And he talked to him about these things. And one thing he said to him in verse 21, Jesus, beholding him, loved him. And he said to him, one thing you lack. Go your way, sell what you have, give to the poor, you'll have treasure in heaven, and come and take up the cross and follow me. Now let's just stop right here. Some have tried to take this and preach and teach that we're not supposed to have any money or any resources, and that all money is bad, and if you'd listen to the Lord, he'd tell you give all that stuff away and all that money away and don't have any. Well, if you don't have any, how are you going to eat? How are you going to pay your bills? And how are you going to help somebody else? People say, oh, well, you need a little. No. That don't work. Huh? See, people don't even believe what they say they believe. If you believe that, then practice it. Well, now, Brother Keith, I don't believe it's always God's will to heal. Well, then you shouldn't always go to the doctor and try to get healed then. Don't be a hypocrite. If you're thinking it might not be God's will to be healed, don't you dare go to the doctor. Don't you dare take any medicine trying to get out of the will of God. Don't be a hypocrite now. If you believe that, then practice it. Well, I don't believe in all that money and all that stuff. Well, then you ought not have a dollar. Practice what you say you believe. No. Remember Zacchaeus? Wee little man. Climbed up in the sycamore tree. Well, you remember Jesus went to his house. He got under conviction. He stood up. He said, Lord, I give the half of my goods to the poor. How much?
Half.
And the Lord said, no. It's all or nothing. What did he say? He said, salvation is come to this man's house today. Well, which is it? All or half? Or a quarter? Or three-fourths? You see what we're talking about? No, see, that's not the issue. We see why the Lord told this man this. Because he choked. Didn't he? He choked over his money. Did he ask him to take a vow of poverty? No, he didn't. Did he tell him to forsake all money and never have any again long as he lived? No. In fact, he referred to his reaping. He said, if you do it, you're going to have treasure in heaven. Right? And if you read other scriptures, you realize that God meets all of our needs according to his riches in glory. He meets our material earthly needs according to his riches in heaven and in glory. Right? And then that we have an account. And this fruit abounds to our account. And a lot of people have added stuff. They looked at that and they said, yeah, you know, give and you'll have riches and you'll have fruit in heaven. And they put a little phrase in there that ain't there. But they put it in there and it goes, where thou canst not touch it till thou diest. That's not in there, and that's not true. You can make withdrawals out of your heavenly account now, here and now. That's how we're supposed to live. We sow, we make deposits. We claim the faith, we make withdrawals. That's how we live. But it's not in an earthly banking system, it's a heavenly system. And our resources there cannot be touched by thief, they cannot be corrupted, they're not touched by depreciation, or swings in the economy, or rise and falls of government. They are secure. The only 100% secure investment is into the kingdom.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, How the Kingdom Operates, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402D. That's R1402D, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.